it's Yurko. Played professional football, being on the radio for many years. I've had the opportunity to endorse many products and companies. I've always felt it's important to choose companies that I believe in. I've never had the opportunity to endorse a company that was owned by close friends until when? Now. The Vernoliak Law Group has been helping people for 60 years. They've even taken care of some of my neighbors and close friends. If you need medical help, Tommy and I do. You want a doctor sure with do. The experience yeah. and the skill set to help you.
You better
the same
it.
Old shoe when you need a lawyer. Listen here, Sylvie. The Vernoliak Law Group has 60 years of experience and skill, as well as the trust of over 40,000 clients for personal injury, auto, truck accidents, wrongful death, workers' compensation, medical malpractice, and all of your legal needs. Use the law firm that I use, the Vernoliak Law Group. The Vernoliak Law Group has done great for my friends and neighbors. They will do great for you, too. Call them today at 844-4-VLG-LAW.
You're listening to Carmen and Yurko. If you miss something, get the podcast on the ESPN Chicago app. This is Chicago's home for sports, ESPN Chicago.
Thanks to Black and Abdallah for producing today's show. Thanks for listening, calling, and participating. Thanks to the Bears for the great theater at Soldier Field, too. That was good. Waddle and Sylvia are here for Crosstalk. They'll get you home until 6. Then it's White Sox baseball. Remember, we're off tomorrow because the Sox have a noon game. Lots of coverage, though, around the draft. Waddle and Sylvia will be live at Soldier. We're all live starting at noon on Friday at Buffalo Wild Wings in Woodridge on Route 53 by Seven Bridges. 6.5-hour football extravaganza as we recap round one and get you set for the rest of the weekend.
I wanted to have a wing-eating contest with you guys and
you know what we love there, and we do all of our football feasts, or at least we did last year on Football Fridays at Buffalo Wild Wings, the chicken nachos.
Ooh, okay.
Oh, sounds great. They're so good, you guys.
Let's do that.
They're so good.
Yeah.
Love the chicken nachos.
Okay. I had the worst stadium pretzel of my life last night.
Where?
Oh, Wrigley Field. Yeah.
Really?
Terrible.
I saw you guys were there.
Absolutely.
It looked like it was fun.
I'll tell you what.
Good baseball, bad food.
That's what I was just going to say, Waddle. I'll take it. I'll take the trade.
It's the opposite.
Southside, yes. Bad baseball, good food.
Exactly. I had bad food, good baseball.
I'm telling you, they are missing out, guys, not advertising days
dinner
down
theater.
There. Dinner theater. Come for the meals, and maybe there'll be some baseball played.
Maybe.
Can't guarantee it, but you'll get a good meal.
You're going to get a great meal.
Even last night, so close, but yet so far away.
Best pretzel.
Now 3-20.
Best pretzel I ever had.
Yeah, where?
Miami.
Really?
Miami, Pro Player Stadium at the time.
The best.
I love I love a great stadium pretzel too.
Got to be salty.
The doughier the better.
Got to be salty and doughy.
You like the song doughy? It's got to be doughy,
hot and doughy.
I've never been to Germany, but the best
sounds like Johnny in Miami.
But the best pretzel I ever had.
Hamburg.
I bet they're good there. The best pretzel I ever had was at Epcot Center outside of the German Pavilion at Epcot.
That would make sense.
It was fantastic.
When we had a stopover in Frankfurt, Germany. And on our way to Italy, and I made sure I went out of my way to get a pretzel in the airport.
Was it good?
It was pretty good. Yeah.
You would think they're going to do a good pretzel.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I thought you'd have gotten some wiener schnitzel.
That too.
What is that?
I don't know. Wiener schnitzel. It's veal. Oh, yeah. It's tremendous.
Chef Hans used to make a great wiener schnitzel.
I think you were just making a Sylvie wiener
schnitzel.
Is
veal? I didn't know that.
Wiener schnitzel is veal. It's like. Yeah. Like veal that's pounded thin and like pan fried.
I mean, I could have said knackwurst.
Oh, wiener schnitzel is great.
Wiener schnitzel.
And Chef, sometimes he'd bring it because he knew how much me and Yurko would like it.
This guy outkicked his coverage. Oh, my.
I didn't see.
We got some pictures being taken here right in front for the Chicago Theater.
It's a good
in the back.
Thing, you know?
Young lady.
Everyone says that to me like it's
flowers.
A slam on me.
No big deal.
Like that's you want to outkick your coverage.
The last thing you want somebody to say to you is, whoa, boy.
Right, yeah, you did something right.
What, would you lose a bet?
She is gas.
Wow. Oh, yeah, she is cute. Very nice.
I'd be careful, John.
He looks like a prize fighter.
He looks like a...
I got to be careful.
He looks like one of the Jokic boys. He looks like he's going to punch you in the face.
Yeah.
You know the guy that Chrissy and what's his name stuffed in the pine barrens?
Pine barrens, yeah.
With hair.
Yeah, that's
hair.
What he looks like. Yeah, he looks like a Chechen rebel.
Yes, he looks like a Chechen
rebel. That's exactly what he looks like.
This is when her bridesmaid needs to be here so she can carry the train.
Yeah, I wouldn't mess with that guy.
Heavy train issue.
That guy's a former Chechen rebel.
Any train. looks presents
like.
Issues.
He does. I started speaking quietly. Did you see that?
I know you did.
As soon as I see
smart move.
As soon as I saw the stars on his shoulders, I knew I was in trouble.
Well, what was it, Tommy? He killed six Chechen rebels, right?
And then
he was in like the Ministry of Defense, and he killed six Chechen rebels.
And then there was they couldn't communicate because the phone wasn't working, and they thought Pauly went and said he's an interior designer.
An interior decorator.
Decorator, yeah.
That Pine Barrens episode is so good.
And they never revisit it.
Never.
At any point.
Never. It's so good.
But they do it a season later where they talk about it at the bar.
He's got to be dead.
I hit him in the head.
Yeah.
It's incredible. How are you, boys? What did you think, guys, of the press conference?
I think the renderings are spectacular.
Oh, yes.
Glorious
stadium.
It is.
Yes. And we're all going to go there every day to enjoy the park. Apparently everybody in Chicago
will
be there every day.
And go to the bathroom, use the restroom.
Yeah. Yes. Columns.
What do you think? I mean,
Columns.
It's so convenient to get to. I know we'll all be there every day.
I mean, having the city on board is one thing, but this doesn't work unless the state's on board as well, right?
Hey, and the great thing, too, I think you're right, Tommy. The state does need to be on board. Is guess what? They're going to have concerts at this place.
Yeah, Beyonce's going to do a residency.
They've never had concerts before. And FIFA and UEFA and international soccer is going to come to the state. Like, they've never been there already. The only thing you can get is one Super Bowl, which will come to Chicago if they build this new stadium. But you could have Final Fours.
Final Fours. Big Ten championships.
It was sold as
a college national championship game.
And the high school championship games, which I don't know if you've ever been to a high school championship game. Even Class 8A and 7A. What do they draw? About 3,000-4,000 people?
Probably.
Moms and dads and
maybe more
and
now.
Why?
There are several classes. Maybe we host everything now. Because where do they have them now?
Aurora Foresight?
In Champaign.
They either have them in two places, either Champaign or in Bloomington.
Yeah.
They've also done them up.
It's bounced around now.
They've done it in Northern Illinois, also in DeKalb.
Johnny, you've been called in for coverage, haven't you, in the past?
I was
called. Don't have to worry about weather now.
I was asked if I would like to go down there as a charity, you know, me just volunteering my time. And I said, yeah, I think you need to find somebody who's breaking into the business then.
Yeah.
I go, that's what you need. Yeah.
Thanksgiving weekend. Yerk, will you come down to Champaign for free?
What do you think Yerk was answering?
Did not meet the ask.
4 or 5 years ago.
What do you mean, just to show up?
No, or to broadcast?
It was a small stipend. It was a small stipend.
For no fee.
Yeah, or it was a very small stipend.
I wouldn't say it was a small stipend. I would say it was infantile. It was
infinitesimal, not infantile.
It was infantesimal.
What would it take? His response was infantile.
Infinitesimal.
The offer was infinitesimal.
What's your number to do the high school game?
$2,000, nothing less.
10 G's a game.
No, it's not. You do it for two.
No, it's my experts.
$2,500?
No.
For
what?
Grand.
To do eight games?
I don't think they would give...
To do eight games?
I don't think they'd give Troy Aikman $10,000 to do the high school.
Of course not. Where would you put his teeth? Who's so big down there?
Troy Aikman?
Where did they put his big teeth? Who knows?
Last time I saw teeth like that, there was an apple.
Who knows with him?
Tony or Troy... You say Troy Aikman's got bad teeth?
Have you seen his teeth?
Not really.
Oh, boy, if he was a biter... If he was Luis Suarez, man, he would have chopped somebody's shoulder off.
Luis Suarez's teeth are worse than Troy Aikman. Come on.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Oh, Troy. Did he have him chiseled down?
Troy's got
fine
teeth.
Did Troy have him chiseled down?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Did they come in there with a file like they were stealing money out of a safe and they filed down his teeth?
I have never. Goes through like an IV.
I never.
Once he gets a little coffee, it's just he's a different person.
It is. Like his heart is exhilarated right now.
I don't know what's bigger. Troy Aikman's teeth or Joe Buck's forehead?
I never noticed that Troy Aikman's
teeth. You could show a double feature on Joe Buck's forehead.
It's the best.
At one time. At one time. You can have Jaws and Jaws 2 and watch the movie simultaneously.
Do you see why he's the best? Does everybody get it now?
Troy's teeth aren't any bigger than anybody's.
I swear to God.
They're not.
It's not. It's just normal.
Look at those.
That's just a set of Sinatras. Don't get me wrong. Like, those aren't his.
A set of Sinatras. I love it.
But those are.
Do you think Joe and Troy would ever sit around making fun of all of Yurko's features?
Never. Well, maybe. Troy might. He knows Yurko.
How do you make fun of perfection? I mean, realistically, how do you do that?
What do you think Troy would say? You're like, Yurko, really? You're making fun of my appearance? I mean, is this actually happening right now?
That's how you do it. That's the comedy
so
to it.
Good.
Let's look at
the char dog down here. Let me teach him something about comedy.
The char dog down here.
Get the char dog down here.
Oh, you are.
That's why
something.
He's the best, you guys. The absolute best.
There was an inference, I think, today over at Soldier Field that... This stadium will cure whatever ails this city on a number of fronts.
It's going to cure cancer.
Yeah, I don't know. Look, it's beautiful. It and is. A new stadium like that would be nice. A Super Bowl
looks
would be fun.
Fantastic.
They're delusional if they think they're going to be in the Super Bowl rotation.
I heard somebody say
the weather's not good enough here to be in the rotation. They'll get one.
I heard somebody say if they build that stadium, the Schmelt will come back.
They'll have the run in April.
You want a Schmelt run?
It'll be a Schmelt run every year. It's coming back because of the new stadium.
Schmelt or Smelt?
Schmelt.
Isn't it smelt?
Schmelt.
Schmelting sounds like a schmelting
accident. Smelts like something that may come off of your body.
Schmelting sounds like alchemy, you know?
Smelt. Look, tailgating is done. We're done with tailgating.
Yeah.
As we know it,
which
they don't care about because they want you to park and it will cost the same and it will cost more. And it will be underground parking. Mellor and I were discussing this. And then they will funnel you inside their dome stadium and you will eat there.
Yes.
Yeah, and you will like it. And then more people will eat there and you won't grill your steaks outside.
But,
you will eat their steaks inside.
Don't forget about the 9 to 11 chances that you're going to have to be in the park just north of the stadium, hand in hand with your fellow man singing Kumbaya.
Right.
There'll be those chances, too.
Yeah. Right? You could tailgate at 31st Street still, I would assume.
Yeah, but how many spots are those?
I mean, that's a big lot, but it's
comparatively,
nothing.
Relatively speaking.
No, yeah.
We're talking about small
potatoes.
Yeah.
No, but you're right. They want you drinking. They want you getting drunk in there.
Yeah. And here's what I want to know, too. And the question was asked, and if we have Kevin Warren on and our fingers are crossed for this, he was asked about playing at Soldier Field during construction.
Yes, we talked about that.
And he said, yes, they will.
No temporary.
Right. How on a working construction site, when all the roads are being fixed and all the parking is then wiped out, there will not be underground parking at that stage because it won't be. Are they just anticipating everyone will take public transportation to the games then?
Teletransported.
It's a good question to ask him. It's a good follow-up.
So, you know,
it's tough getting in and out of there as it is. Maybe it's easier without all the road, without all the traffic congestion.
We need to create a company.
It becomes easier, and you are just walking to public transit.
That provides hard hats and vests.
So
everybody that walks into the stadium has to have a hard hat and a vest.
I like it.
I don't know how you would do it. I don't know where they put traffic.
Call Starkist.
We'll get it done.
Starkist.
Sorry.
I don't know how they do it either.
I don't
have any idea how it's...
No idea.
We're trying to create a business.
They're talking about
temporary
this happening
lots.
In a very expedited fashion as well. Like, if they can get this passed in May, because they're in session down at Springfield, the shovels can be in the ground.
You've got a month.
You're going to get... He says 3 years construction. Can you believe that?
I mean, I might be able to believe that.
Los Angeles went over. I think Los Angeles was supposed to get a Super Bowl. They went over. Did Vegas go over? Were they supposed to have a Super Bowl and they delayed it a year?
I don't remember.
At some point they realized
it looks
we're
just
not
like Allegiant Stadium, which is cool.
We were at Allegiant, it was fabulous.
Same architect.
All the companies, all the things.
Renderings are beautiful.
All the chances and the opportunities to build will come from Chicago, except for the design. Of the building, which will come from Kansas City.
You're pissed about that.
Kansas City, yeah. So that's
okay. Sounds like Warren's going to be with you guys around 5 o'clock.
Oh, Warren will be here. Okay.
Nice.
So Kevin Warren will be in studio at 5.
Good.
Did you notice, too, on top of the dome is the Bear C?
Did you notice that?
I did not see that.
Yeah.
All I saw was stadium written on the side. Stadium.
Is that the landing pad for all the ducks to crash into and die? Yeah.
No, they've solved that problem in stadiums.
Check out the renderings.
They did it up at the new building at Northwestern. They put little tiny X's on the building. There's an art to it.
Before
Northwestern was allowed to actually complete their building, they had to talk with the local
ornithologists.
Yes. Yeah. The group up there. That's otherwise, they weren't going to allow them to do it.
The birds realize what X is for exit, not entrance.
That's incredible.
I'm telling you. It's like you can see it from the inside. It's subtle.
Listen.
But they're everywhere.
I once watched Sylvie walk into a glass door. So
it is possible.
I am bird brain.
Poor Sylvie.
It's possible.
I had two birds crash into my house today.
Look,
Carm, here.
You wake up early in the morning to hear
this part of it from here to here.
You know what you're supposed to do?
An orange C around the top of the
catch. I didn't notice that.
Right here, it's a C. It's
cool.
Kind of like how the one in Minnesota looks like a ship.
Yeah.
This is It's a C right here.
Stop.
That's cool.
Yes.
I thought it was a circle.
A C right here.
It stood for the big O, Oscar Roberts.
It's an orange C atop the dome.
The ladies say the big O stands for something else, but I don't believe it.
Okay.
Octagon.
Hey, thank you,
yeah,
Tommy. Octagon, exactly. Are you guys going to make it?
And my favorite thing on the rendering is that in the windows and at the top, they write stadium there.
Stadium.
Like in case we didn't know what we were looking at. Yes. I didn't know that that part was the stadium.
I think what they're doing is setting that up for sponsors.
For sponsors.
Well, I know that. So they could have wrote Bears on that.
Yeah. And
well,
they could have put Bears. Who do you think is going to step up for that? Chick-fil-A, maybe? Mm-hmm. Who's going to step
up
for that?
That's not a bad one.
No.
Not on Sundays.
State Farm, maybe?
State Farm, there you go.
State Farm.
Allstate.
Allstate's a local business.
Yeah, Allstate's local.
State Farm's from Bloomington, guys. I mean, we're not going that far, are we?
Right.
Come on now.
Let's be fair.
Northwest Mutual.
American Family Insurance.
How about Good Karma Brands?
There you go. Bellinger to the IL with a rib injury. Just FYI, PCA called up. Breaking news.
Who?
What? Bellinger ran into the wall.
Yeah. Give me the sounder.
No, it's okay.
I need the sounder. Well,
This is breaking news. On Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000.
I'm going to go.
You guys break the news.
Like Bellinger on the IL? I just said that.
Bellinger PCA. On the L. Who came up?
PCA.
Brought to you by Advantage Dealer.
Do you know what PCA?
The 60-minute guarantee.
My bad, sorry.
That's right.
Do you know what PCA stands for, Yerk?
Yes.
He knows.
Pierre Crow Armstrong.
Very good.
You guys.
Is it Pierre or Peter?
It's Pete.
Peter Crow Armstrong.
We're going to leave a touch early.
I refuse to.
Okay, I'm going to leave.
I'm going
to
go.
I was going to throw it to break. You want to just throw it to break?
Yeah, that's good. And we'll start.
You guys
and
start.
And then I want everyone's reaction if you've missed the press conference.
Is Big Cat coming on?
Well, no, yesterday.
That
was
yesterday.
His line.
Big Cat.
His COVID line.
He's good.
His COVID. And I was walking to the train.
Yeah.
And you know you do that thing where you're laughing your car and it's embarrassing? Yeah. I laughed out loud on the street.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers is here.
Somebody said it was fantastic.
About the
He wants the
flu?
Apology from Kevin Warren. He goes, just tell me that it was the flu and you're sorry. I started laughing out loud on the street.
Don't tell me it's flu.
I was going to text him.
Tell me the truth.
That was pretty good.
Yeah.
That was pretty good, Big Cat.
So surprising results. I asked the simple question. After hearing the press conference, it was like 90 minutes long. Do you believe that this stadium will be built?
Good question.
It's surprising results so far.
All right.
Turn that down, Yurko.
I know. I don't know. I turned it the wrong way. I thought I turned it off.
You turned it up. So we'll give you the results and get your reaction. And if you missed it, we will get your reaction after playing some of the sound bites from it.
Sounds good, boys. All right. Waddle and Sylvie get you home next. We'll see you Friday noon at Buffalo Wild Wings in Woodridge.